In the year 1936, the 37-year-old Francis Poulenc was a successful composer and pianist with a growing reputation both at home in France and abroad. Years before, he had been included as one of the now famous group of young French composers, Les Six, and his writing spanned multiple genres, including ballet, chamber music, and vocal music. He was on vacation when he learned of the sudden death of a friend in a car accident. This led him, a few days later, to make his journey to the ancient pilgrimage destination, Rocamadour, in southwestern France. Built in ascending levels into the side of a cliff, the ancient town boasts many beautiful vistas and structures, one of which is the pilgrimage church of Notre Dame, within which stands a wooden black Madonna, supposedly carved by Saint Amadour himself. Poulenc would later describe this experience by saying, "As I meditated on the fragility of our human frame, I was drawn once more to the life of the spirit. Rocamadour had the effect of restoring me to the faith of my childhood. This sanctuary, undoubtedly the oldest in France, had everything to captivate me. The same evening of this visit, I began my Litanies à la Vierge Noire for female voices and organ. In that work, I tried to get across the atmosphere of peasant devotion that had struck me so forcibly in that lofty chapel." Poulenc's choice of text is the traditional litany for pilgrims to the site. In a continuous unfolding of prayerful petitions, Poulenc's distinctive harmonic language delivers the words mostly with soft austerity, building several times, though, into fervent supplication. There are great contrasts of complex and forceful harmonies, followed by direct and simple a cappella singing, moments of intense energy and of quiet reflection. For Poulenc, the journey was the beginning of a spiritual reawakening. His Litanies to the Black Virgin of Rocamadour was the first of what would be many wonderful sacred choral works.